The synoptic gospels of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are so called because they give different viewpoints of the same event. It's not that they differ from one another as in being contradictory, but just simply a compilation of all three of them gives us a more three-dimensional viewpoint of what actually did take place, each of them having his own perspective as an inspired writer of what happened when the Lord was teaching or interacting with the people. And from the three of them, we're able to understand more closely as to what actually did happen in the first century as the disciples were following our Lord during his earthly ministry. We find, therefore, that although in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15, we have a very clear and concise definition of what it is that is responsible for all of Christians to enact in our lives as we pray to our God, but in Luke chapter 11, in verse 1, we also have the context in which that was given, in which case the disciples came to Jesus and asked him to teach them to pray as John had taught his disciples. And it was under that context that we have recorded, both in Luke chapter 11, but also again here in Matthew chapter 6, the example of Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray, but also how not to pray. And so it was with that thought in mind that we approach Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 5, when first of all Jesus says that we are not to pray as the hypocrites do. There were individuals in the first century who would get out into the public and pray in such a way as to draw attention to themselves, either by their great prayers, things that they said, long-winded prayers trying to show how wonderfully they thought about the things of the Word of God. Also individuals who would put themselves in a position where they were treated with respect and honor because of the way they debased themselves, covering themselves with ashes and tearing their clothes, not because they were truly repentant of their own personal sinfulness, but rather because they were trying to get individuals to see them as being more spiritually minded than others. And Jesus said that they had their reward, that if that's what they were looking for, the praise of men, then that's what they would get. But they would not be able to approach their Father in heaven with such empty prayer life. He says instead that we are not to be as the hypocrites, but rather to go into our closet or to a secret place, not literally a small room, but rather to be praying to our Father in secret, keeping it between him and us, so as not to be showing off, but so as rather to be approaching him in honesty and sincerity and truth, and recognizing that because God is spirit, we must worship him in spirit and in truth, as we're told in John chapter 4 and verse 24. Jesus also said there that when we are to pray there in verse 7 and 8, he said we are not to use vain repetitions. We're not to be those individuals who continually say the same prayer over and over and over again as some denominational groups, especially the Roman Catholics do, wherein they use the same prayers over and over again, and it's the rote prayer itself that becomes what's important, not the attitude toward God, not the heart of a repentant individual, but simply going through the motions of saying, as they call it, a Hail Mary or an Our Father, and using those vain repetitions to satisfy themselves that they've done their deed. Jesus said that when we pray, we're not to do such, but that when we pray, we are to pray from the heart. That which we need, we are to ask for. That which we praise our God for, we are to praise him for. Those things that we're concerned about for our brethren, we're to ask on their behalf as well. But it's to be from the heart, not simply a remembered statement that gets said over and over and over again as if that would be pleasing to God by the simple number of times we ask for it. Instead, he says that we are to pray according to the model that he gave us, that model prayer which appeals to the Father and to him only, which asks that his will is to be done, which asks that we might be of service in his kingdom and that we might be pleasing to his will in our lives as our Father, and that in all things his will might be done here in our lives just as his will is done in heaven above. That's prayer according to the pattern of the Lord. I thank you for your time.